Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. We are still here in beautiful Honolulu, Hawaii at NAFCU's 50th annual conference. And look who we ran into, MasterCard's very own Ben Colvin. How are you, Ben?
Good afternoon. I'm great. Who couldn't be great in Hawaii?
Exactly. Pretty nice digs here. Definitely. Exactly. Definitely. So, hey, you just got out of a panel, and it was entitled Payments, Trends of the Future, and that's, you know, that's a broad topic nowadays because it's changing by the minute now. So, specifically, what trends were discussed? I mean, we mentioned before the recording that what's the next wave of risk with payments? You want to discuss that one first, and we can go on to the second one that you mentioned?
Yeah, I mean, there's two areas that financial institutions have got to start focusing on, and one is card-not-present fraud.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And the other one is just around overall account takeovers and what's happening in that area. There's been some really scary statistics about the latter. But, you know, what's really important when you think about it, you know, with EMV coming into the marketplace, that was absolutely critical and the first leg of attacking what we'd say is the types of fraud that were happening in the U.S. market. And that was because what either card counterfeit fraud or just card present fraud was costing the industry about $38 billion a year.
Is that all?
Yeah, that's it. So exactly. And so we've made huge strides in that. And when you think about it, it's not just at the point of sale, but also at ATM, right? Mm-hmm. So now that we've got that under, it's not under control yet, but as we begin to attack that, what we see is the risk, and we've seen this from other markets, is that fraud will move to the weakest link. And the next weakest link is card not present,
right?
And so I think that that's really critical. Now, one thing, though, that we're hearing a lot, and I made this point during the speech because I think it's important. There's some belief, I think, in the industry, especially among the trade press, that, you know, EMV is the correlated issue that's causing card not present fraud. But that's not really the case.
Really? Okay.
And I want to make sure we clear that myth up because, you know, we don't want to make something that really has been beneficial to the market begin to look like it's causing, you know, causing another problem. You know, the bigger problem is just like as we get into new forms of technology like artificial intelligence and machine learning, you know, well, that's helping us in addressing and attacking card-not-present fraud. But guess what? It's also helping the fraudsters figure out new ways to make attacks.
Two-way street. Yeah.
So that's really what we're up against. So, but as we take care of that first leg, moving into card-not-present fraud and how we can attack that, I think, becomes really critical. And there's a lot of different ways that we're beginning to look at doing that.
Well, that leads me to the second thing that we talked about before the recording, cybersecurity solutions. Okay, what are the solutions out there? What can credit unions look forward to? Because you said, I mean, card-not-present. Because I remember when the whole EMV thing was first going down, as they say, that was the logic that, okay, now that the plastic, the hardware is secure, now it's going to go to the online, the mobile. So what solutions are out there that credit unions can...
And the beautiful thing is the technology that is in the EMV chip is actually going to be able to help us attack that.
Okay.
So the first thing is tokenization, right? And for people who don't really always understand what tokens are, it's what's really critical to that is it creates a unique number, let's call it a virtual number, for the one transaction.
Right.
So it takes the risk of any type of fraud because now there's a vault full of tokens that were only good for one transaction. So fraudsters, if they figure out a way to get into that vault, they've just gotten a lot of useless numbers.
Right.
Versus in the past, where if they got into that vault, they got access to a lot of card numbers. So EMV was actually an enabler of that, and I think that really becomes critical. But another area, and it's something that MasterCard's just come out with, which we call decision intelligence, is the ability to actually use AI and machine learning to begin to look at patterns of consumer behaviors to determine and create what we call a trust score. And the reason why we call it a trust score is because we want to, more importantly than to say, is this a valid transaction, we want to increase authorization. So it's not always about decreasing the fraud.
Right.
It's about increasing the number of transactions that will be approved. And this trust score can begin to help increase the confidence for an issuer to make a decision to say, yes, I feel really good that this is the right person making this transaction and it's a valid one.
Is that all based on habits? and purchasing habits?
It's based on purchasing habits. It's based on algorithms and everything else that comes out of the this machine learning. And
yeah, so like if somebody spends $5,000 in Singapore and you're living in Kansas City, there's a little that's a red flag.
Exactly.